Jesus the man became a living embodiment of the Christ, if we can look upon Jesus from this viewpoint, we shall be able to study his life as a living example. And today is all about modeling the great example. Jesus was not the great exception, but the great example. Remember, he said to his disciples, "The things I do, ye shall do, and even greater than these." We're all one in this great consciousness of the Christ. Whether we call it Emmanuel, God with us, the Christ, Atman, the compassionate Buddha, there is a presence within every person. And we call it the name that feels appropriate and good and comforting to us. I like asking the question, what would Jesus do? I like asking the question, what would Ernest Holmes do? I like asking the question, what would you do? Because there is a presence and a power within us that's greater than we of our human selves. And the five faces of Christ is something that our beloved friends Marcia Sutton and Lloyd Strom came up with many years ago. The five faces are the prophecy, the person, the principle, the presence, and the power. When we look at it this way, we see the prophecy goes back to the Hebrew Bible, of course, waiting for the Messiah. And we read, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. We sing that when we sing the Messiah, right? And that's from the Hebrew Bible, what many people call the Old Testament. There's a sense that something, someone, is coming to lift us out of whatever we're moving through in the human way that's not comfortable and not workable. The second is the person. The baby Jesus was born. Jesus was a person. Born to Mary and Joseph, a historical person, who came to embody the consciousness of the universal Christ more than anyone else that we know. And yet said, "The things I do, ye shall do in greater." And his example is something we can follow in order to embrace our own divinity and follow our own individual spiritual path. We all do this path in different ways, at different times. My timetable is not your timetable, and vice versa. And we want everybody to get there, right? We just hurry up. We're all operating at our own spiritual evolutionary time. You see, there's the principle, the cosmic principle, the personification of the presence of God available to everyone. It's a universal principle, the Jesus Christ principle. There is an awakening. We read that the Bible is history. The Bible is not history. You can't imagine what you read in the Bible to be historically correct. Although there is a lot of it that does tell us about the tribes and what's happening, and we have to sift through and find the divine inspired truth that's within it, whether it's the Old or the New Testament. There is divinely inspired truth, but it's very hard to take it literally, isn't it? There's a scientific approach that most of us like to take, and the world is not the same age that those who wrote the books in the Bible thought that it was. That's okay. There's still divine truth there. There's a universal principle of the Christ. There is this presence and a principle, because the principle is that it's everywhere present, it's available to everyone. Once we enter into the presence of the Christ, that's the next step, the presence. We understand the principle, we feel and we interact with the presence. Remember, Ernest Holmes said, "Court the presence and direct the law." Now, the law is principle. The principle and the presence are at the same time available to all of us. Principle is, as you sow, so shall you reap. What are the wonderful lessons that Jesus taught us? As you sow, so shall you reap. And all of those wonderful agrarian lessons it teaches us that as we sow conscious thoughts in the fertile area of our minds, which are connected to God's mind, we will reap that. And the more we connect with the presence, the more we utilize this law in effective and wonderful ways. So the prophecy, something's coming. The person, Jesus, was an avatar who was born to help the world illuminate and come back to its truth. The principle, there is something universal. We're all a part of it. The presence, it's the love that nurtures, that holds us, that moves us through all the dark nights. Once we connect with it, we're able to utilize the power. We tap into the power of the principle by invoking the presence. Now, this is probably boring to the children. One day, it may be confusing to the adults. But when you think about the five faces of Christ, it makes it much more universal. It's not just one person, but it's one wonderful person who came to show us a new way. I like to call this the new possibility. That Jesus showed us a new way, a way to love, a way to be compassionate, a way to open our hearts to each other, a way to say yes to what is appropriate and no to what is not. He was not the great exception, but the great example. We endeavor to embody the presence, and we endeavor to live from the principle as we follow the universal wisdom and love. I want to share something with you that Reverend Dr. David Alexander shared. He calls it putting Christ back into Christmas. Let's put the loving and inclusive Christ, who made room at his table for all, back in Christmas. Let's put the forgiving Christ, who asked us to be generous in our forgiveness practice, back in Christmas. Let's put the born of a Middle Eastern refugee family Christ back in Christmas. Let's put the born of a surrogate mother and had two fathers Christ back in Christmas. Let's put the it never was his last name Christ back in Christmas. Let's put the this story has always represented a state of awakened consciousness in humanity Christ back in Christmas. Let's put the common Christ back in Christmas. Let's put the Christ consciousness that belonged to Buddha, Allah, Krishna, and Muhammad back in Christmas. Let's put that Christ which is in you back in Christmas. Reverend Mike and our granddaughter Stephanie spent 3 days in New York this week. Isn't that how everybody celebrates Christmas? It was kind of plum wonderful. And I'm thinking we were coming out of the Bryant Park Grill. You know Bryant Park? Awesome. And here's a little Buddhist priest in his saffron robes. And he didn't seem to speak much English, but he had these bracelets for us. That's kind of a wonderful way to celebrate Christmas, don't you think? And we said, where is your temple? And donation. He got that one, so we did that. But it was kind of wonderful. Do you know how friendly and Christ-like New Yorkers are? Yes. You know, it was wonderful. And, you know, and the people are walking around, some with yarmulkes and some with Santa hats, and everybody was celebrating the same thing. They just didn't necessarily know it. I love the universal presence that abides within each of us, that wants to celebrate. You know, this beautiful story of the birth of the baby Jesus is not unique to our culture. It goes back centuries. There's always been a miraculous birth, the prediction that something wonderful was coming. There has been a great teacher born. There has been a principle that we learned about how to think more correctly, more lovingly, more wisely, more spiritually. We've been able to utilize the gifts and the lessons that were given to us by these great avatars. And it's century after century, culture after culture. Our culture happens to be the one we're in right now, and yet we're able to become more universal and celebrate and embrace all paths to the divine. How sweet it is to abide with brothers and sisters who touch that center of goodness within us, to see it within each other, to play nice with each other. We can learn a lot from these kids. You ever watch them after celebration on Sundays? They can hardly wait to keep playing with each other. We can learn a lot from you. You know that? Thank you for being who you are. We're all on our spiritual journeys, and it's a beautiful thing to awaken on Christmas morning, or to be lighting candles for 8 nights, or to be celebrating Kwanzaa, or whatever else we do. It's the season of light. We finally got into winter, didn't we? Finally. Of course, we had the snow before that, but you know, it's Pennsylvania. We do things the way we do things. And it's so wonderful to be now realizing that finally we're having a teeny bit more light each day. That's the way we evolve spiritually, don't you think? We don't usually suddenly, like the Buddha, find ourselves under the Bodhi tree going, "Whoa, I know who I am now, I'm awake." And people would ask him, you know, the Buddha, are you the enlightened one? Are you the, you know, they would ask questions, and he would simply answer, "I am awake. We are all in the process of awakening." And what better beautiful group of people to wake up with than you? I can hardly wait every Sunday and every class and every meditation. By the way, thank you, Elise, for doing meditation last week. I can hardly wait to come and be with you, because this is a place that's safe, and it's loving, and it's profoundly nurturing, and we're all awakening together. I also brought you some homemade goodies, but that's just beside the point. Swedish tea ring, cookies, and that's in addition. See, I forgot to sign up. I just brought them. Forgive me, Krista. I know you already brought beautiful things. We feed each other, don't we? We nurture each other. We support each other. We celebrate the awakening of the Christ child within us all. You can call it whatever you want. Our spiritual director, that would be me. Our music director, well, he's pretty darn good at that too. He starts choir practice with meditation and ringing the gongs. It's wonderful. Our music director is Jewish. Isn't that wonderful? He's celebrating the awakening of the Christ today too, aren't you? See? What's in a name? It's not the name, it's the nature. It's the nature of the divine, and that's who each of us is. And I'm so happy to be celebrating another Christmas with you. Reverend Mike and I love you dearly and appreciate you so much. So what would Jesus do? What would Ernest do? What will you do? Let's see today how we're going to bring this divine presence into every encounter, every relationship, every task, every joyous activity. Let's party, let's rap, let's eat, let's play. And at the heart of all of that, let's remember that it's all about the rebirth of love. Will you say with me, I open my heart,
I open my heart
to the indwelling presence of the Christ.
I live from the deepest place of love.
I follow my innate wisdom. It leads me on my spiritual path. And so, beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.